Welcome into the Rutabaga, the best late night comedy show on 88.9 The Bridge. I am McLean.
I'm Nick.
Nick, God, why do you so take delayed. So long? Why did you take so long?
Nick's brain has to process what's happening before we start the show. That's what's happening every time.
I didn't know if you guys wanted me to go.
We have
we're not doing
an
it.
Order.
But yeah,
we
but if McLean goes first. If McLean goes first,
I just jump
like,
to the top. Whoever's doing the intro just
yeah.
jumps
yeah,
to the
that's
top.
That's exactly how it works. It's very simple.
It's
anyway,
little,
I'm
but then it's not.
Same for when Jackson like, does the intro.
But they then just, it's not like flowy, you know? It's not flowy.
It
anymore.
Is.
They just jump to the top.
McLean, Nick, Jackson, Fenway. Where's flowy? What's flowy about that?
McLean, Nick, Jackson, Fenway.
Wait, that's like four intros ago.
Every day.
But it was McLean. It was Nick, Jackson, McLean, and Fenway. It can't be. That's more flowy than what? McLean, Nick, Jackson, Fenway?
It's like the same thing. It's the same amount of syllables.
It doesn't
yeah, but
matter.
It's like not flowy.
Okay.
Whatever. Point is, you gotta say your name quicker so that we
I
don't
like
have a big
gap
early on in
the show. I like it when McLean's
name
becomes before Fenway's name, because it's like McLean and you know, it's better.
Point is, what if I change my name? Anyway, point is,
See, my name went first because it's one syllable.
Is
and
it?
All yours has come after because
I've got
two.
A question for you guys. There's three of you and there's one of me, so you should be able to decide democratically. Is it okay to cuddle with the homies?
Yeah, bro.
Why not?
Okay, cool. Three nothing. All right. Why?
What do you mean?
Because they're the homies, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Why? Glad we're all on the same page. The Rutabaga is the Rutabaga endorses. I don't know. I was hoping we would get debate on the radio. The Rutabaga endorses cuddling
you.
With the homies. Anyway, question two: is it cool to kiss the homies like on the forehead?
That's very cool.
I'm not gonna do it. But
yes,
you can.
Kissing the
care.
Homies on the forehead, very cool.
Okay.
I mean, I won't judge you, but I won't do it as well, so.
Yeah, I'm not kissing Fenway on the forehead. There's probably, like, something on there.
You would inherit his lack of brain cells.
Oh, no.
They would absorb through skin-to-skin contact.
We've already established I have brain cells.
Okay,
all right.
Everybody, this is why Fenway doesn't have a girlfriend, because, like, if you touch him, he'll steal your brain cells.
Exactly, bro.
Because he has
guys.
So
as soon as I said kissing the homies is pretty all right, my mom walked in. I love doing radio from home. It just makes little moments like that.
Am I the only one who just doesn't get walked in on?
Yeah. It has to be. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, we've been walked in on a combined four times, and I think you're the only one who hasn't been walked in.
I'm uncomfortable with you keep on saying walked in on. I'm uncomfortable with that.
I've said it once before. I'll say it again. Being on this radio show is embarrassing.
Jeez, Nick, get your head out of the gutter.
It is just as bad. Being on this radio show.
It's so innocent.
Whoa!
I don't want to. I don't want to take the head out of the gutter. If you're the gutter, Fenway.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
That's so inappropriate of you.
Oh no.
The Rutabaga endorses cuddling with and kissing the homies.
I don't... This is a stupid start. You realize that, right?
I was hoping we could get debate. All right, well, I'll just keep going until we get some
topic
debate.
To debate about. This is a stupid thing to debate about.
No is it crap. Cool to drive your friends to a restaurant and have them order for you because it's scary?
I mean, if
that's
you want them to.
My sister does that, and I hate her so much.
I mean,
she's,
grow up if you're the one driving, if you're the one driving, too, like... And you're uncomfortable with,
but,
like, just making...
Fenway, all
like,
the times I've theoretically been in the car with Brooklyn, like, not actually, though, but, like, theoretically, I've been in the car with Brooklyn.
Okay,
she's
now I actually
ordered.
Have... Nick, I'm going to speak to you.
No. That's at fast food, and that was, like, one or two times. Most of the time, she makes me order.
What do you mean, one or two
places.
Times, Fenway? Like, these never happened.
Yeah, it's never
we
happened.
We gotta just have Brooklyn on the show.
Theoretical situations.
Theoretically, one or two times.
Yeah,
we ought to just make her
times.
A permanent member.
And the rest of the times, when it's actually not theoretical and it's actually happening, it's just me and her, I'm the one ordering at the drive-thrus, and I'm the one ordering even when we walk inside, and she can order for herself. She gives me her wallet and says, order for me.
Okay, good for her.
That's,
I mean...
No, that's not good for her.
That didn't happen today.
Yes, it did.
She
didn't
gave order
me
for
her wallet.
Yeah,
she
but you didn't order
wallet.
For her. That's
yeah,
so you
I
could
said
pay
no.
for your own food.
Because I said no. She wanted.
She
me
gave
to
you
order
her wallet so you could buy yourself food.
No, she said, "Can you order for me?" And I said no.
I didn't hear and that it, part. But she gave yeah. you her, your wallet so you could pay for food. And then you left because you didn't like Greek food. Because Fenway is, like, willing to try new things.
I don't... Okay. Just the thought of eating a lamb just didn't sit right with me. I don't know. Okay.
What? Lamb is so good, bro.
He also offered you French fries. Lamb
from fast food.
He also said you eat... Okay.
No, it wasn't. This
French fries, Fenway.
This is, like, a Greek place.
French fries, Fenway.
The French fries had, like, cottage cheese on them. I don't like cheese.
It wasn't cottage cheese. Oh, my God. What was it? He told you it was feta or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like feta.
Do you even know what feta is? Cheese. What's feta, Fenway?
It's like goat cheese or something.
But
right?
There were. No, maybe. I don't know.
You don't know what feta is. Why are you asking him?
Because.
He just wants to take every opportunity he can.
But, like, it's not like. It's like he didn't even try it, so how the heck would he know?
Because I don't like cheese, and it just didn't sit right with me.
Doesn't even
taste
like
cheese, bro. Come on.
First of all, the cheese that you don't like is probably just like cheddar cheese. You realize cheese has different flavors, right? Yeah. It's not like all the cheese in the world tastes the same.
It doesn't matter.
Bro,
if it
I ate an entire block of Beecher's cheese over like the
why Fenway why.
You can't just say myself. Why. That's just my taste buds.
What do you mean? Like, Fenway, how many types of cheese buds. Have you had? How many types of cheese have you had?
A lot.
How much is a lot, Fenway? Name them.
I don't know.
Name them. What do you
I'm
mean
not
you don't
name
know?
Every single
Fenway,
cheese
if you're
that
so
I've
picky,
ever had in
if
my
you're
life.
So picky about cheese, you probably haven't eaten that many.
Guys, if you can't tell, Nick just woke up from a nap, so he's a little cranky wanky.
He's a little cranky.
I didn't wake up from a nap.
Okay, Nick.
You keep saying that. I told you
Nick,
I was cleaning my keyboard.
You're getting mad at me because I said I don't like cheese.
No, you're I'm getting mad at you because you're unwilling to try the French fries. The French fries.
Because they're just French fries with feta on them.
And there was also, like, other sauce. Like,
to me. I've had feta before.
Oh, what's feta taste like, Fenway? Describe it.
Has like a somewhat of a cheesy taste, like a
cheese has somewhat of a cheese.
Gordon Ramsay up in here. Gordon Ramsay.
It's not like real cheese, is it? It's basically just cottage cheese. Isn't
feta
it?
Is real cheese.
Fenway's actually Fenway. What do you think cottage cheese is?
What is feta?
It's cheese.
It's cheese.
It's a Greek blind curd like white cheese made from sheep's milk or a mixture of sheep and goat.
Yeah,
milk.
That's it's yeah goat's cheese.
That's still real cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that it doesn't come from a cow doesn't mean it's not cheese. You could technically
know,
make human
it, but
cheese
it was,
if you
it's
wanted.
Like different, it's
that
like
would
a different
be pretty
brand
pop.
Of cheese, you know?
That would be pretty gross, but you could
like,
do it.
You have ice cream and you have gelato. This is like the gelato.
What's wrong with gelato?
Cheese.
Nothing's, yeah, gelato's
nothing's
good.
Wrong with
gelato.
Gelato
slaps.
I'm just,
then
I'm
why
just,
wouldn't you eat it?
I have eaten gelato.
If feta is gelato, then why wouldn't you eat the feta?
Because I like ice cream.
Fenway,
like
I'm
gelato,
fed up with your stupid crap.
Okay, Nick. Okay, Nick's off the show.
Yeah, get him out
Nick's
of here.
Nick's off the show. All right, he's
no,
done.
No, because I don't like cheese, so therefore I don't like feta. And I like but ice
have
cream,
you
therefore I like gelato.
So you know what feta tastes like?
Yeah, because I've had feta before.
And what'd you have it on? Just...
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I think I just had.
Oh, so you don't know what it tastes like? I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
I don't know what I had it on. I think I just had like a little spoon thingy of it.
Why?
Because my mom was like, "Try this," and I was like, okay.
"I feel like you're just because you're eating cheese wrong. That's why you don't like it."
Nick, okay. Nick just can't accept the fact that I don't like cheese.
I'm sorry.
It's not
I'm sorry,
uncommon
Fenway.
To dislike cheese. You know that.
It's just like.
It's not.
What is there not to like?
Thing.
What like what?
Just the overall taste of it and the overall, like, texture of cheese.
What's the like, texture just, of cheese, Fenway? It comes
like,
in multiple
the,
textures.
Cheese is literally just rotten milk.
So is yogurt. Do you like yogurt?
I don't
no.
like yogurt that much. Like, yogurt's okay, but I won't like...
Oh, but it's okay, but you won't eat cheese.
I also don't like milk that much. I don't like plain milk.
You're just lactose intolerant.
I'm not... No, because it doesn't upset me. It
Fenway,
just,
you're telling me
like
you
taste.
Wouldn't kill somebody for a chalky milk?
Chocolate milk is good. I will.
Oh my god,
chocolate milk is good. It's not my favorite, but it's pretty good.
Hold on, you'd kill someone for a chocolate milk?
No.
Yeah, bro, who wouldn't?
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Jesus.
What would you do?
There's no way you laughed at that, Jackson.
I liked.
You got mad. You got mad at my joke, and it was like, you know,
because your joke was bad.
Yeah, your joke was
bad.
Feel bad.
It was a pun. His joke was stupid.
Your joke was
okay,
bad.
Nobody's
and you
referenced
feel bad.
What would you do for a Klondike bar in like 10 years.
That's why
okay?
It was funny.
Why? Because yeah, nobody cares.
Well, everyone
cares
saw
about
those commercials when they were a kid. You know, it was a nice callback.
No,
unless
I've
you're
actually
old,
never which... seen. I have never seen one of those commercials
really?
Ever in
you're
my
just
life.
Uncultured.
Never.
You're just
uncultured.
Uncultured. I guess.
Uncultured. You refuse yeah. to try different foods.
Because I've already had them before. It's literally. It was literally just
Fenway.
French fries with feta.
Did you? Why didn't you get anything else from the Greek restaurant, Fenway?
Because
why?
I don't like the idea of eating lamb.
It why? Didn't have to be lamb. It could have been chicken. It could have been beef.
Lamb slaps.
That's just a
what
taco.
And then Fenway decided that he wanted to go buy Thin Mints from QFC. Not even from a real Girl Scout. What is wrong with you?
There was no Girl Scouts there. Sorry if I saw them in the store. I was like, ah. I want some Girl Scout cookies.
Every time I go to QFC with Fenway, he picks up Girl Scout cookies.
They're good.
Okay.
How many Girl Scout boxes do you have in your room?
I've only bought 3 boxes in the past, like, month.
And did you eat them all already?
No.
Why do you keep on buying more?
Because they taste good.
What? But, like, if you still have a box at home, you don't need more.
Okay, Thin Mints are so weird. I'm sorry, I'm going to interject.
I've eaten them, obviously, Nick.
So you ate...
There aren't a lot of cookies in one
box. So you ate 3 boxes of Thin Mints in like a week? Is that what you're telling me?
That's pretty doable. That's definitely doable.
Yeah, a week is doable easily.
Oh my god.
That's conceivable. I mean, there's not that many
persons. Don't just eat one whole sweet, Nick.
I think Nick just hates seeing me happy.
True.
You happy?
Yeah.
You happy?
You just can't let me buy my Thin Mints and popcorn chicken? Like, come on.
I'm fine with the popcorn chicken. Popcorn chicken's good.
So
but, like, why? Food. Why the cookies? Why?
Because I like cookies.
Y'all
but
know they don't
why
get...
do you always buy them? And not even from a Girl Scout. From QFC.
Good. He's participating
no
in American culture.
When was the last time you saw a Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies?
Heck if I know.
Exactly.
I vividly remember the last time.
Girl Scout cookies?
Vividly?
Hot take? Vivid. Aren't even that good. All right.
Nick, get off the show.
Yeah, at least.
Last straw.
I'd rather just eat, like... chocolate chip cookies.
All right, everyone voting Nick off the show. Say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, Nick, get out.
Nick, you're gone.
Fenway, I was here before you. McLean, I was here before
so,
you. Fenway,
Jackson
you don't do any
work.
Jackson overrides
you. Jackson literally.
Jackson
overrides
doesn't override me. Me and Jackson have the same authority.
You guys are equals. Me and McLean are worth 25%. That's 75%. Okay.
Fenway, you're worth like nothing.
You're still voted out.
Yeah, you're
nah.
Hey, 100%
has been ejected
Nick,
for acting sus.
100% of the golden microphones on this radio staff voted you out, so.
Nobody cares about your golden microphones. They're absolutely useless.
Okay, but I
you
have
were
them.
You were raving about getting one like a year ago.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
but Fenway, that's because it was
going to
be mine. Fenway, that's because it was going to be mine.
And then you lost.
Yeah, we lost, which is dumb because, yeah. like,
I'm sorry,
the show name was dumb.
We lost? You guys lost.
What do you mean? We all lost, stupid.
No, I won. I got 2.
Couple,
yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're so dumb. I hate
I got
you.
2, and then I got 1 this year, so I got 3.
Nick's hate successful people. I can't speak.
Fenway.
Anyway,
Fenway.
Guys, to change the topic so we don't kill each other,
yeah.
Mother's Day was Sunday, guys.
Mother's
what'd you
Day
do
was
for your
mother? Sunday. I performed in the band for my 2 grandmas and my mother, and then we
you
came
performed
home.
For them?
Yeah. And then we came home and we played cards and then we woke up the next day for Mother's Day and we made them breakfast and it was fun.
Okay.
McLean, what did you do for Mother's
Day?
I made my mom dinner. So Mother's Day was weird because my dad the night before had asked me to drive him to Walla Walla, Washington, which if you're like listening on the
That's
app and you're
far.
Not from Washington State, yeah, it's a bit of a trek. We broadcast from Mercer Island, which is right next to Seattle. So if you're finding it on a map, that's where it is. And Walla Walla is within spitting distance of Spokane. So it's on the eastern half of the... Well, look, if somebody's like listening on the app from far away and they don't know anything about Washington State, that's the closest major city.
Why does he want you to take him
It's
to
the
Walla
bottom
Walla,
right
Washington.
Of our state.
Yeah, the eastern half. Point is, so my dad, that's his hometown. He went to high school out there. Some of his high school baseball teammates were getting together because they were going back to Walla Walla to visit
Why'd
their moms.
Why'd you drive?
And so I drove my dad because he had a bunch of work that he said he needed to get done. So he stared at his computer, and I drove my Subaru Forester all the way to Walla Walla. It took about 5 hours. And then, so we spent the night in Walla Walla. And then we had to drive back in the morning. So that's what I spent the first 5 or so hours of my Mother's Day doing. But then I came back, I mowed the lawn because my mom said it was getting long. And then I made my mom dinner because she doesn't really like to cook. So I made dinner for her. I made twice baked chicken. It's pretty good. At least I think it was pretty good. And then I made sauce. That was cool.
What kind of sauce?
It was like a cream honey mustard sauce. Like honey, it wound up tasting pretty similar to honey mustard. I did a lot to try to make it like unique and different, but it really just wound up tasting like honey mustard. Anyway, Nick, what did you do for Mother's Day?
I gave my mom her Mother's Day present. Which
oh,
was
what
like
was that?
Flower. I was getting to
Manscaped 3.0.
It's actually a lawnmower 3.0 Fenway. Get it right, you fake
sorry.
Fan.
That's I gotta say, for the amount of times I think Nick says the word Manscaped, I wouldn't be surprised if you tried to get your mom that for Mother's Day. You just write like a W-O before Manscaped.
So, Jackson, what did you do for Mother's Day?
Well, my mom wasn't home for Mother's Day.
No,
she was visiting her mother.
I was sick of not... Yeah.
Okay. So, did you get her...
Like, have a Mother's Day.
So, did you get her a gift?
We got her a card, and then she came home at, like, 9 p.m.
Was your mom at the casino?
She was not at the casino like your
winning
parents.
Winning big bucks? Oh. My parents.
Fenway's parents are gamblers, by the way.
They won like $800. It was sick.
That's not a lot. My dad plays poker, and whenever he goes to Vegas, he gets way more than that.
All right, Jackson. Your dad goes
to
Vegas.
Well, I didn't know we were
poker.
Comparing sizes, Jackson. Okay.
Oh,
my dad's
are
a better
we?
Gambler than your dad, bro. Come
Fenway's
on.
Got a 60-foot basement, Jackson. What do you got? What do you got on?
How are we you? Flexing? Because I've got 3 golden microphones.
Shut up.
McLean.
Okay, if we're actually going to flex, like, relative to our parents.
I love how we turned Mother's Day into flexing on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom?
What'd your mom do?
She made food for a Mother's Day dinner.
You made your mom cook on Mother's Day, man.
I didn't make her cook. I didn't even know we were having a Mother's Day dinner with my grandparents. I wasn't informed about it for a bit. So, not my fault. And
we should have at least seen her in the kitchen and been like, hey, it's Mother's Day. You shouldn't have to work.
I was
Do you want
asleep.
Me to take over?
I was asleep.
Valid.
Sleeping in on Mother's Day? Wow.
My mom was also sleeping in, but she woke up before I did.
Wow, Nick.
Fenway, you didn't even get your mom a gift. You just made her food.
Nice
Be quiet.
Dinner, I mean, a nice breakfast with the family to just hang out and, you know, talk about life. But no.
Fenway, my family wasn't at my house living with me for the weekend like yours.
You're her family. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you had like your whole family at your house.
I had my grandparents and my sister.
Your other grandparents?
Well, my other grandparents live with me.
Yeah, they're always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your
what about
came.
Your sister, Nick?
What do you mean? She? What about her?
Yeah, that's another family member.
Oh,
right there.
She slept in too. It's...
Well, okay.
My whole family slept in. You got a problem with that?
You should have made your sister cook. You should have weaponized the patriarchy.
I'm probably the best at cooking breakfast in my house. So.
Oh, dude, you can cook breakfast. Anyone can cook breakfast.
My mom will probably have words with me about that, but I'm pretty sure I'm better than her. So. Mom, if you're listening, I'm better than you at cooking.
Okay, so I don't have grandparents, right? Or like grandfathers. Both
oh,
my grandfathers,
no.
They died either before I was born or before I could remember them. So the idea of old men scares me, all right? I just don't.
Why
I know where he's going with this.
Wait,
I know
what?
Where he's
oh,
going
no.
with this. And it's hilarious, but I don't know if we could. Say it. Say it. I'll clarify
me.
Afterwards. Okay. I'll clarify it afterwards.
Okay.
So I was at Fenway's house one time, and as I was leaving, his grandfather walked out of like their room or wherever, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I waved at him, and then he just stared at me, and I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, your grandpa's a scary dude, Fenway.
It just made me so uncomfortable.
He's
he just
a great
looks at
man.
You. He just looks at you.
Man.
He doesn't. He just looks at you.
He stared into my soul and saw all
yeah,
the secrets
I'm agreeing with Jackson
for myself.
He just stares at you. It's weird.
He doesn't just stare at you. You just didn't say anything at him. He just...
That's because I walked into your house and you just looked at me and didn't say anything.
He's not a very sociable person. But he's a good man, you know. I don't know what to say. I love my grandparents, okay?
Also, Fenway goes to the Amazon store way too much.
Why do you
it's
do that?
Cool.
Why would you go?
You go to the Amazon store
you just
for
walk
one,
in and Fenway. Out of it.
Let me explain why, okay? There's a new Amazon store opening up in Factoria, and my dad, since he works at Amazon, gets a $50 gift card every week. Until
really?
The store opens, yeah.
What? They gets want a $50 gift card every week?
They want him to test out the store. So that's why we've been going to the store so much. And also, I'm not allowed to talk about what's inside the store because that's illegal.
Can't we just go to the store and find out?
No, it's not open yet. So they're testing it, I guess.
Yeah, oh, so you go. And so you have exclusive access to this Amazon store.
Access to the Amazon store.
Can you pay cash at the Amazon store? Because I went to...
At this new one, you can.
Cool. You can? Whoa. Yeah.
Okay, because I went to the Apple store like a year ago, and this was like right before pandemic. So this was, yeah, so this was the last time that I actually like went into a big store, I think. No, I went to Walmart.
Amazon store
actually,
and, like,
wait, non-disclosure, I can't talk about that.
Yeah, an NDA. So I went into the Apple store, and I tried to pay with cash. I wasn't buying much. I was buying one of those like headphone adapter thingies. And the
dongles.
Yeah, that thing. And the cashier looked at me like I was from Mars. I tried to
last time I went there, they accepted cash.
Well, I don't know. Like, they accepted my cash. Like, it wasn't that. Oh. But I tried to pay them the cash, so I had my one dongle, and I brought out a $10 bill, and she looked at it with, the most disgust. And this was, like, 15 months ago. I don't know why I'm digging it up.
Wait,
but
in the Amazon store?
No, in the Apple store.
Oh, in the Apple store.
I'm gonna give the Amazon store kudos, because if they take cash and they can avoid interactions like that, that'll be good for them, you know? Mm-hmm. But point is, so I... Don't pay cash at the Apple store unless you want, like, an awkward experience,
why,
you know?
Why don't they accept cash at the Apple store?
They do accept cash, but they had to take it into, like, a back room so that they could, like, put it into, I assume, a cash register and bring me change. But, like, essentially, when I tried to pay cash, it took, like, a solid 10 seconds for the cashier to, like, register what was happening. Like, the wires in her brain.
She's never seen cash before.
Bro. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I feel like probably because people who work at the Apple store are accustomed to customers buying expensive things, and if they pull out cash, that's super sus.
Okay, that's probably
true.
To
buy expensive things with cash.
You just pull out $1,000 worth of cash and buy
I bought my first guitar
there.
In
that's
cash.
Some
Nick,
drug,
Nick
that's
will
some
keep
drug
like $300 worth of cash in his wallet, just casually.
I'm gonna rob Nick.
And it blows my mind that he's okay with that.
I bought my first guitar that I bought. It wasn't all that expensive for a guitar.
Pathetic.
It was $109, but I bought it in cash.
If somebody sees you and you just got your wallet in your hand, they're going to mug you. Somebody
Nick,
sees
when
me.
Somebody's pointing a gun at you, you're going to look weak and pathetic, okay?
No, I'll just do that thing where you know, you grab the gun and you're like, ha-ha!
You don't know how to do that. That you're going to get shot.
Magic!
Oh my god.
Fenway, you underestimate my abilities. I'm a very charming person, Fenway.
Charm your way out of a mugging.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. They'll just be like, I like this guy. I don't want to take his money.
No, what you do when somebody's trying to mug you, you just
Nick...
act deaf and they feel bad for you so they don't mug you.
I bet
like,
when
what?
Nick plays D&D,
hello?
I bet he
exactly.
rolls to seduce
you like,
every interaction.
I don't play D&D.
You like
D&D,
fake sign
so.
Language and they don't know what's going on.
Not
so they're just like, oh, I'm sorry. And then they leave you alone. It's great.
Yeah, that's cringe. Anyway, should we transition over to our news you can't use?
This is still our first segment.
Yeah, wait, this is still our first. We should probably.
Well, we've been on the air for like 20
what
minutes.
What grinds your gears? We'll edit it down. McLean, do your job.
No, we won't. We're live.
We're
live.
Anyway, point is.
Wait, are you saying we're not live, Nick, right now in the studio?
We're live.
We're from home.
Oh,
we're live from
home.
We're taking
if you want to listen to quality content, the Rutabaga goes on air on like Tuesdays without McLean. So if you want to check that out.
Yikes. Okay. Wow. I did not sign up to get disrespected like this. You know, Nick, when I put the show on Spotify, I do edit it so I can, you know, clip your voice together to make it sound like you are
McLean
saying something racist or something and I could end your career.
McLean edits it. He edits it He doesn't. He
edits it.
Fenway, Jackson, when you, how would you describe McLean's editing, Jackson?
Okay, so back when I edited the show, when we were like still in school.
Yeah.
I would actually listen to the whole thing, and I would give it like, pauses and stuff to make it sound flow better. But McLean is just like, I write down things that are like, no, maybe this shouldn't be in because it's a bad word. And then he just skips to that timestamp, which is super lazy, and I don't like it.
I am super lazy, I'll admit. I only do that if I'm like, I only do, and hey, to be fair, I only do that if I'm like in a time crunch. Like if I'm doing the show and then I have to turn around and do another show, because I do a lot for this radio station. I was on at 10 today. I was on at 10.
Well, you mean, we produce three shows a week here.
I was going to say, that's like, quite you have to give McLean some slack because he is doing more than like two shows.
But that's his decision.
Yeah, that's his fault. That's like something he chooses to do.
I mean, true. I am running, I am kind of running four shows at the moment.
It's still your fault. Which is, what?
And I gotta do sports and stuff too, so that eats up a lot of time. Not to mention I'm doing like editing for
again,
all this.
Again, you don't have to do sports.
You don't have to do sports. Well, I'm more get drafted into sports.
I love how McLean said it like in like a monic. What's the word?
You got
mocking.
It.
Mocking way. I can't speak
Monica,
words.
Monica tone, bro.
He said it in a mocking way, but it still sounded more like his voice than Nick's.
It sounded more like
my voice. Well, my voice is super annoying. That's like the draw, you know?
It shouldn't be a draw.
I'm the villain here.
McLean's normal voice is most people's
mocking
voice.
This is my city. This is my city.
I mean, kid in New York. Some people think I put on a voice for this show. This is just my real voice. I just sound like this.
McLean does put on a character.
Some people
for this
think
show.
That I'm like.
I do
really
put on a character for this
life,
show, but that's because I have no idea who I really am. Anyway. Well, wait, you're not my therapist. I don't have to tell you about this. Anyway.
And where, McLean? Find news you can't use because it's your guys' turn.
Yes, okay, so
no,
news you can't use.
I thought
well,
Nick was doing it for the next like.
I did
shows.
It last week. Oh.
Okay,
yeah,
so
remember you skipped out in the past like
four are we
weeks.
Not? What? What
I
happened
actually,
to grind my gears?
I actually do have news, Nick. You grind my gears. I actually do have news he you does. Can't use
Let's
if you guys
about
want
Nick
it.
Grinding our gears.
Are we just gonna make this the Nick complaint
I can,
segment?
I
grind
can
your gears, Fenway.
Something that he did.
Yeah,
today.
I grind your gears, Fenway.
We were
yeah.
in band, and all
right.
He,
yeah, okay, I was no. so bored. I was so yeah, bored.
You literally were the most annoying person I think I've ever
met. It was
met
such a boring
right
conversation.
There.
I just
literally,
did not care.
I don't think I've ever had anybody be more annoying to me than Nick.
It was
today.
Such.
We were in
it
band.
Was such a.
I was,
it was
talking
so boring.
To my friends. And
it
was
so
telling
bored.
Us a story. And in
I
the middle
so
of the story,
it was
like
such
five
a,
or
was
six
such
times, Nick would just look at me and just like say something stupid and just get
it was
me
such a
off
bad
story.
It was such a
and
bad story.
I'm trying to
it
listen
so,
to the story, and they're
so,
all laughing and having fun, and I can't keep track of the conversation.
It was so
every
poorly
5 seconds,
told.
Nick is like,
it was
hey,
so
hey,
poorly
hey,
told.
Fenway, hey, Fenway,
it was, it was
I,
so
I want, boring. I want a piece of chocolate. Hey, Fenway, hey, Fenway.
What? A piece of chocolate? What?
I don't, you asked me for like a muffin or something. I don't know.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. What
are
you
sure
you
I wasn't
say?
Talking about your dog?
Probably. I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
It was such a bad story. It was so stupid. It was so boring. I just needed like something to distract my brain. It
That's
was so
rude.
It's rude to say something.
So he chose to pick
story.
On me.
Yeah. I didn't only pick on you, I also picked on your sister. It was just so boring. I just couldn't. You gotta be entertaining if you're gonna
It was entertaining. It was a funny story, but I
couldn't. It really was Fenway, do you
maybe
remember
if you
what the
paid
story
attention
was about?
To the story? Oh
no.
My God.
Do you even remember what the story was about
yes.
at all? What?
It was about Marco or somebody running a freaking stop sign and them almost getting hit, and it was funny because they were all yelling
no,
at each other.
No, I was there when that happened. It was Josie driving. It was such he is so stupid.
Dox her, bro. Come on.
No, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, Nick, because I couldn't hear the story.
Well, I was there, and it was just so stupid.
Good
was
for
such
you.
A bad story.
I wasn't. Now let me listen to the story.
It was just so poorly exaggerated. It was so boring and dumb, and it was just such a bad story.
God,
that's
I hate
it.
Him. I hate him
you
so
hate
much.
Me. I love you too, babe.
See, things like that, man. It just grinds my gears. The comments like little comments like that. I have pictures. Actually, no, I'm not gonna say that because that's gonna dox her.
That's not doxing her, Fenway. That's
I know,
just...
I know. But
that's just It's just yeah. How is that? You're so dumb.
What? What? No, not, explain to me how you, I'm done. Explain
how is it
to me how
doxing? Explain how is it doxing?
It's not doxing, but it's like exposing, you know?
It's not really exposing either. It's
yeah,
just,
it's false. That's why it's funny.
It's what?
It's false.
What do you mean it's false?
It's not actually
it's, they're
true.
They're not fake pictures. Like,
I know,
mean?
But you need context in order to understand. If you don't have context,
what's the context then, Wei?
You were being an a-hole. That's the context.
What, how is that me being an a-hole? Explain.
I don't have to explain that. We're talking
yes,
about something that is not relevant, that we cannot talk about, so the viewers have no idea what's going on. This is bad showmanship.
Yes.
You're right. It is. But they can just laugh at our nonsense. I do that 90% of the time.
Oh, my God.
That's what our show is.
Not
if,
really.
If you can't understand why McClane. Nick grinds my gears, I don't know what to say.
Fenway also loves me
so much.
It's so
painfully unknown.
He loves
that's
me
not
so
true
much.
At all. I hate you with
he loves
burning
me so much.
Passion in my heart.
Aren't you the best?
I hate you
the
with
best
the burn. You're actually the most annoying person I've ever met.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to dip on the rutabaga. Our news you can't use got cut off. We had to cut it for time. But we're going to talk about it on Friday because it'll still be news by then. All right. We're going to dip.
Edit the show.
I don't want to edit the show. I have to go do another show after this show. And then I have to eat dinner at like midnight. So that's going to be fun.
Why'd you extend the time to 4:30 then if you have to do a show?
It's like right 10, after. Dude. What are you on?
We're
anyway,
live, Nick. Come on, bro.
Oh,
it's almost 11.
Oh.
Anyway. Bye. We're not leaving because the station's still going to be here. So keep listening on 88.9 The Bridge. This is the end of the Rutabaga, but keep listening on 88.9 The Bridge for more music and conversation in the Spanish generations.